Hey, family and friends, I hope you guys are ready for this amazing show. Not just any show, but the show really talking about the goodness of God from different men and different women from around the world, sharing their testimonies with us on how God brought them through. Where else? Nowhere else but right here on the one and only John 3:16 with your man, my bro, the one and only Mr. Wim Blankshear. Right here. Keep it lit, keep it locked, and get ready for the blessing like never before. John 3:16. Let's go.
Welcome to the John 3:16 show. Today we have Miss Tracy with us today, and she has a beautiful testimony that she wants to share with everyone. And Miss Tracy, share your testimony, dear.
Well, I've been dealing with alcohol and drug addiction since I was 15 years old, and had some good days, some bad days, and some consequences. And to fast forward to later in life, and I'm now 59 years old. The last 10 years have spent, I experienced long periods of homelessness, drug addicted, with prostitution in my history, having to steal, doing whatever it took to support my drug and alcohol habit. And it took me down a very scary, lonely, difficult path. And from that, sleeping under bridges, sleeping outdoors, being soaking wet, freezing, feeling that God was not by my side. How could this have happened to me? I found myself into a rehab in 2015, and it was the beginning of a journey for me. After being able to lay to rest and the obsession to drink and do drugs was set aside for me,
yes,
I began to go out, and I remembered what it felt like to have wet socks and blisters on my feet,
right,
and my condition with no shower and no hairbrush,
yes,
and waking up shaking, trying to find where my first beer was going to come from so that I could at least function. And so I would cook at the rehab and take food periodically with someone who had a car, and we would go and drop off some food or leftover clothes that we weren't wearing.
Yes.
And from that, it just kind of grew. And in my last 5 years, I would say the last 3 years, I've been at this more and more full time. And it's led me to encampments,
yes,
and sharing my story,
yes,
sharing comfort, giving hope, clothes,
yes,
food, resources,
yes,
and I found my joy.
Yes, ma'am.
I at the same restaurant that I started 5 years ago when I was in rehab, 5.5 years ago, and somebody at work said, "Tracy, why are you so happy?"
Yes.
I said, "I don't know. I just am." And then I realized, after a number of people saying this to me, I realized I was happy. Then I realized,
yes, sir,
I brought my joy to work.
Yes, ma'am.
And where my joy came from was what I was doing to help others.
Yes.
And so I found my passion. I found something I was good at, and that my past helped me, was an instrument,
right,
in connecting to the people that,
right,
like me were stuck in that phase of their life,
yes,
and homeless and addicted. And so today, that's what I do, and it's my goal to be full time doing it.
Yes, ma'am.
I've been privileged to meet and connect with a lot of individuals that have stepped away, and through me, I've been able to help find resources to help them get help.
Yes, ma'am.
And which is different from each individual.
Yes, ma'am.
But that's how I live my life today, and God is great. And
yes, ma'am.
I love my life.
Yeah,
I love being an instrument for God.
Yes, ma'am.
And I love that I have cleaned out my channel so He can work through me to others.
Right, right. Miss Tracy, that's a wonderful testimony that you have. And to know that God brought you from a place to take you somewhere where you can be a help to others and a blessing to others. And I watch you these past Saturdays that we've been up here to the ministry. I've watched how you talk with people and you let them know, you know, that you want to help and be a blessing. And I love that. I love that, you know, and I just want you to know that you are an angel sent by God, because you had to go through something so you could have a testimony to let people know that God will bring you through whatever you go through. He will bring you through. And you have shown that to so many that you've helped and blessed. And you don't just do this on certain days. You do this every day. This is an everyday thing for you.
That's right.
And I just want to say to you, I love you. God bless you. It's a pleasure meeting you. I've learned a lot from you just by talking to you. You have given me something to take with me. And I appreciate that. And I just want to say to you, may God continue to bless you and allow you to continue to bless others the way that you do. And Ms. Tracy, you're an angel. That's all I can say. You're an angel sent by God. And thank you so much for all the work that you do to help the homeless and to help people and bless people, because this is what we need in the world right now. This is what we need in the world right now. If we're going to say we care, then we have to truly care. And the way that you care is helping and blessing. And you are doing that. And may God bless you and your family. Continue on your journey. And I love you. And it's a pleasure meeting you, Miss Tracy.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
I love
ma'am.
You too.
Yes, ma'am. And you have a blessed day.
You do the same.
All right. Talk to you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.